directly connected to the parsha, but the parsha is bechlal. We are talking about what's going to be in the future. The shabbat Hashem lokecha, the parsha is going to bring you back. The shira tazino next week. We'll talk about some elements of that. The sixth parsha talks about that the tzaraos are going to come, and the lekev kibir, the parsha is giving haster aster, and then the parsha promises that that's not going to be the final reason, the final situation. The parsha is going to be garrulous. So there's this ongoing theme over here. So I took this piece from Rav Chaim Friedlander's Sefer, and I'm going to go through some parts slower, some parts quicker, etc. So we say in Shabbos davening, Anker Kla Hashem Lekenu Bo Lamezev, the angel of Lekenu 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 Bo, Evet B'tachol Galei Lamasa Mashiach, Edom Lekenu Mashiach Lizchaz HaMizim. So we mentioned over here four tkufas. Lamezev, Lam Habo, Yimasa Mashiach, Tchiz HaMizim. So this whole section of the Sefer talks about the four tkufas. It's about 150 pages long, 130 pages long, the memoriam on it. So at least we're going to dip into the first piece. Maybe some point in time we'll go back to see some other things, if I remember. Okay. So now, so Elam Hazeh, we don't seem to need to explain too much about Elam Hazeh, what it is. So Elam Hazeh is Elam HaVoida, Shaboy HaBechira, Bein HaToyev HaRa, Kedei Shetiyah Loi Achakach Ba'Elam Haskar, Hargoshes Nahamad, Shetiyah Loi Achakach Ba'Elam Haskar, Hargoshes Nahamad HaKsufa. So Elam Hazeh is the Elam HaVoida, because in Dr. Ramchal says that the Bershom decided that the greatest Toyev that the Bershom can give to mankind is allowing us to connect to him. I mean, Margish, that connection is so sweet and so powerful that there's no greater scar. But if the Rosh would just give it to us without us feeling that we've earned it, we would not be comfortable with that either. It would be bittersweet to the extent that just it's a gift, a handout doesn't feel good. When you earn it, you feel much better about it because it's really yours. So the Rosh gave us a world where we have Bechira. And this way, there'll become a time where when we get the scar, we will appreciate the scar that much more. We'll feel that we really earned it.
So it's always
okay. Okay. Now, so Elam Hazeh is the world of Avoda. So it means Elam Habo, Yimas Mashiach, Tis Amesim are the world of scar. No, right? That would be. So no, he says Gamas Tkubas Yimas Mashiach Ratan Levar Liel. So it's still a period of time of avodah. Okay, so he wants to review that piece. Harambam calls Why are we desiring Yimasa Mashiach? What are we going to gain then that we want Yimasa Mashiach? Because the pressure of the nations, which does not allow us to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu properly, will be removed from us. They'll have rest. And therefore, Mashiach will be a period of time where we can really, really devote ourselves truly, without any distractions, to Avodas Hashem. And therefore, we'll get Skar in Olam Haba. Be time of clarity. There'll be day, there'll be chokhmah, there'll be emes. Kimlo or zeis Hashem, kamay mil machasim. Whenever yimdo ish esrei, esachiv ish esreiyo, ladas Hashem. Nobody will have to teach. I won't have to teach anybody else because everybody will understand themselves. This heart of stone, which does not seem to absorb, will be removed. Okay. Kafi Shiur Tab Salah Mazah Haim lost his tail. Lost his lot of Fshar Shamanuka Lassi Vatarman to sell these cause Khalam Ba. So the same way we have that true in this world, that the purpose of Avodah is this world is a Hekatimsa in order to get to Mashiach is going to be the same thing. In other words, The Mashiach is going to be a time of hachana for the Elam Haskar, but the Bereshim will remove the Shiva Malchus, the Arlus of Avenu, and therefore we will be able to determine this in a much greater
fashion.
And there's
no Bechira then, or if you have no Yitzhar, okay. Right?
Okay, this is the Rambam. So the Rambam Pashas is going like the Shitas Shmuel, that there's no difference between Adam Azab and Yemasa Mashiach El Shiva Malchus Kova. That's how Shmuel Shita is, which means that there's not going to be this total negation of the Yetzirah. There will be a Yetzirah, there will be a Mokum of Avodah still.
But it also sounds like there's no Orles Libeinu. It means there's no Yitzhar, right? Or at least there's...
Well, we'll see.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
That changes...
Okay. The Rambam says in Hilchos Malachim, Lo Nisava Nevi'im V'Chachamim L'Mosei Mashiach Lo K'dei She'Yishu Tov'al Kar La'olam. Our goal is not to be able to be the have the power over the nations. They'll be able to devote ourselves to Torah and Chochma. There won't be anything which is pressuring us, which will allow us to serve, and therefore we'll be able to come to Elam Haba. The whole world will be interested in this pursuit. Therefore, if that's going to be the focus, a tremendous amount of knowledge will be available. See what Das is Baram, Kvi Kaich Adam, they will be able to have that awareness of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the understanding of it as much as a human being can reach. Okay, now, comes the Ramban in last week's parasha, and the Pasuk of Mol Hashem Lekech as the Bov Chazavav Zarecho. The choosing the correct thing will become natural to the person. That which is improper, we will have no desire for. That's what the Pasuk says, that's what it's referring to. Because these desires act as the orla to block the lave from being able to truly pursue what it wants to pursue. Umoil halev hu shlo yachve b'lo yisav. And therefore the act of milas halev will remove that. V'yashuv adam is manahu l'asher hoya kerem cheta shalom rishon. So man will go back to the state of being which we were before the chet of adam rishon. Sher oisa b'tibay ma'asher roi lasis. Which during that time man, Adam, naturally did the right thing. He didn't have two sides pulling him. So the Pasuk says that there'll be no need to teach each other how to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It'll be so clear. We need to train our children because it's not natural. So obviously the Pasuk is saying, well, there'll be no need to teach, would mean okay. So I didn't follow.
Is it natural or is it you got to be taught?
You're not going to have to be taught. It's natural. I mean, no need to teach it. It'll be natural. It'll come natural. Now, at first glance, the Ramban and the Rambam do not seem to agree, because according to the Rambam, it's a time of Avodah. This is what's going to allow us to get to Olam Haba. And the Ramban seems to be saying it's a Tekufa of where it's going to come naturally, which means there's no element of Avodah becoming natural. There's no Bechira. You don't have to choose if it comes naturally. So if there's no element of Bechira, where's the void of the person?
That's the point.
Okay. But he sees that the two of them are not disagreeing. Because like the Rambam says, because the Ramban writes like this, The pasuk says there's going to come a time, it's pasuk in Kehelis, which there's going to be years which are going to come, which you're going to say, "Ein li b'hem chayfetz," I have no desire anymore. So the Mora says, "Elyamos Mashiach she'en b'hem lo yischusu lo chayfer." Which means, "Kimimayah Mashiach lo yibam adam chayfetz," where he won't have his own desire other than the service of a Kaddish Baruch. Yes, that's b'tivu ha'maisa roi. You can't get any reward, and you can't do anything wrong if there's no desire to do otherwise. Where's the schar? Which we get now through the challenges. That's the verse from Sarah Agra. So what are we going to do in Mercy of Mashiach, which will then let us go to the next stage of Olam Haba? So what's the function of Mercy of Mashiach then? Right, what's the goal? That should be the final stage. Or there should be a stage of Tchias HaMesim, right? The advantage of the period of time of Tchias HaMesim, he'll talk about later on, is because if I don't have a period of Tchias HaMesim where all the people which have lived, their neshamas are getting a scar, but the goof never got the scar. And the person is not just a neshama, he's also a goof. So there has to be a period of all those who have served, and not the goof has never gotten the reward, the goof has to be able to get the reward also. So the Russian is going to bring the goof back in a way that it's able to absorb the scar that the neshama can handle right now. So the Ramchal says that the goof of in time of Yemesh Mashiach will be the equivalent of what the neshama is now, to allow it to be able to receive the scar that the neshama is able to receive. The goof will be able to receive that. So that's the period of Tchias HaMesim. We need that. I understand we need that. But why do you need Yemesh Mashiach and Olam Haba and Chayei Olam Haba? What are these two things? So this is all reviewing the point what he said before. Okay. We are not shut. Talk of the novi. Seriously, the leib ever mipsarchem sheniska lebitra leyetzara lo yibe basachas. It's not going to happen immediately. It's going to be a period of time. The hainu miyad kasheva mashiach niska lebitra leyetzara. It's going to be through a slow motion of stages. Because the clarity which will be there will be so powerful. So slowly we're going to move towards this, that we're going to absorb that reality, that knowledge will become who we are. But that's a process which you're going to have to work on. That's what Ramban says. That's going to be the final stage. Okay. So Ramchal says, "Mavaris Matzavi Hadrechah Shalom Marishin." Now we talked about Olam Marishin. He says there's three things you have to talk about Olam Marishin. Mitziyosu Karam Achet. Mitziyosu Acher Chetoy. Mankind, man, before he sinned, after he sinned, and what he could have been had he not sinned. That's the final one, because there was an element of Bechira for Adam Rishon. There was the Rishon did test him, even though he was inclined to do the right thing naturally. It was still possible to tempt him and to test him. And had he passed the test, what would have been? We don't have that. That's what we're going to finally get in the future. The state of being before he sinned wasn't the final, that's not the final result. That was just the stage being set for what he could have become. He never became that. Well, we will become that eventually. He wasn't created in the final stage of the epitome of what he could have been. He was given a job to do avoda. He would do the mitzvah say that would allow him to grow still. There was a room for growth. He could have become the final result that he's supposed to become, and then the Bria would have come to its final purpose with the total removal of the Yetzer Hara. So therefore, we have two stages to get back to the Ol Rishon before the Chet, and then from there get to where Ol Rishon could have become had he never sinned. So Yemosh Mashiach is going to allow us first to get back to the stage Ol Rishon before the Chet, and then allow us to get to where Ol Rishon could have gotten to had he not sinned.
Just like we have to earn that second part. Jump starts us to the middle ground in a way.
So Yemosh Mashiach will chazar al madregas Ol Rishon kodem hachet.
Gives us a boost.
The first jump will be to Ol Rishon kodem hachet. What he was miyuyad elah, what he was supposed to become, which that will be the bitul yagamra of the yetzer hara. So that's what the Ram Chal writes. And the next amatzav revi he sheiskala kadosh baruch hu lechobri yourself mitzad yediyah ba'asaga. That we will have such a knowledge of a kadosh baruch hu. Lo mitzad it's not based on proofs. Also yiru kavana yis baruch hu able to see it. We'll have a clarity of knowing it, and that's the pasuk Kimolar Zdeas Hashem. We don't have to prove the Muna. Al Mitzad Yediya Basaga Kol Anviyim Kol Malachim Amikirim Akay Yisbarach Mitzad Asagasa. Famous question. We talk about a Muna. You know, there's this. There's this mistaken phrase, seeing is believing. That's 100% incorrect. If you see it, you don't have to believe it, you see it. The ability to believe is when I can't see it, and I believe it anyway. So, emunah is because we can't see, and we don't know. So we know a certain amount about Kadosh Baruch Hu. We know the fact that the Baruch Hu created the world. Any person with thinking through that really can come to that. Can't if he takes away all of his shaykhad, will come to that knowledge. That's knowledge. That's not. You know, I don't need a munah for that. That the Baruch Hu is way beyond that reality. The Moshe, which I once I heard, says, imagine I see a box, I see a cardboard box. So I ask you, what can you tell me about the one who made the box? So he understands different types of materials, and he understands weight issues, like he has a weight. A lot of them can tell you about the one who made the box. I can't tell you how big he is and what his nose looks like. So from the Bria, I can see a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I can tell from the box a lot about the Creator, but there's a lot more about the Creator which I can't tell from the box, and that's where Emunah starts. That's the famous Maaseh. The Biskar Rav asked Reb Chaim this kasha, and the Chaim that's Reb Chaim's answer he gave to him. But the Reb Chaim is saying there's going to be a stage, just like a Navi through Nevuah, didn't have to have an Emunah. He saw the Baruch Hu allowed him to see a greater awareness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's where we're going to get to in the time of Yemos HaMashiach. There's going to be mitzvahs. It'll be bechira, but it'll be bechira, which is natural. But there's still going to be a process. Okay, so I would add the following. There's a beautiful piece of Rabbi Meir Bloch. Where he says that he presents a chakira, like a chakira is two ways to look at something and, you know, try and analyze which one is correct. He says, do we look at the Baruch Hashem's mitzvahs like a roife speaking to a patient, or as a melech commanding his nation? And so he points out the idea of there was Olam Rishon, Avraham Avinu kept the mitzvahs before the command. So it cannot be that mitzvahs, all they are, is just the idea of the melech and mitzvah to the Am, because there was no command yet. On the other hand, we have this concept of the Rosh Hashanah gives us commands. So his point is, the mitzvahs, the Rosh Hashanah put in the mitzvahs a power to infuse us with tahara and kedusha. That's like a roife talking to the patient. This medication is good for you. This item is bad for you. This will damage you. This will heal you. This will, etc. On top of that, the Baruch Hashem also commanded us, like a melech says to his avodim, it's relevant whether it's good for you or not good for you. I'm saying so, you have to listen to me. The fight of Bechira and the schar which comes with that is in the world of the melech being mitzavah. The melech is being mitzavah, and I'm saying, I'm choosing, do I want to listen to him or not? When I choose to listen to him, that is a tremendous accomplishment. When I do the mitzvah, besides the fact that I'm listening, I'm also being infused with all the kedusha that a mitzvah has to infuse me. So before the Baruch Hashem was mitzvah, there's a concept of that you can make calculations. That even though this is good for you and this is bad for you, sometimes that which is bad for you is the right thing to do. So Yaakov can marry two sisters. But whereas after the Baruch Hashem's mitzvah, once you're an Eved, you have no choice. Well, it's better for me this way. That's very nice. But the Melech said no. He also suggests that the Rashi, which points out that there's a difference in keeping mitzvahs and chutz l'aretz, keeping mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, the impact that the mitzvah has, like the roif of being mitzvah to the charla, is much more only specifically, basically only in Eretz Yisrael. There, the mitzvahs have the power to infuse it with the kedusha, which they don't have in chutz l'aretz. The melech mitzvah l'am applies everywhere. So, the voida which we're going to see, the bechira is beteva. So the element of choice, I'm not going to get the reward for the choice, but the fact that mitzvahs change the mouths of the person and make the physical elements of the beings into something greater than what they are right now, that we approach the world differently, that the mitzvahs will still be doing for us in Yom HaZeh Mashiach. So we're going to have a process of bechira, have a process of mitzvahs, have a process of avoda, but the primary schar will not be for the choice, because the choice is going to be natural. It's going to be the process. So Adam Rishon, had he chose not to listen to the Yetzer Hara, and had he, now a person can still, even so much as a tabbi, can still choose otherwise, but that's very rare. Because a person can choose to hurt himself. A person can choose to jump off the building. It's extremely hard to do that. It's not impossible. So there is bechira, but it's hard to reward it in any significant way, because unless you're extremely tempted, right? So you have the stories of the kid gets up there on the wall and everybody says jump, jump. So the pressure makes him want to jump, even though he understands it's the stupidest thing in the world to do because he hurt himself, right? So it's possible, but you need to. But in general, it's not such a big choice. So the scar is not going to be for the choice as much as it's going to be for the process of growth will still be there, because the mitzvahs are still infusing us with the kedusha, which is going to happen.
Could there be a challenge the way Adam Rishon had a
challenge? He doesn't seem to address, say that point. It doesn't seem to say that point. It'd be interesting to think about it. Is, well, the Baruch Hashem created such opportunities in the time of Yom HaZeh Mashiach.
Temptation, yeah.
I think what he is saying is, though, that the more you get the clarity of Deus Hashem, the more that becomes harder to do. So So as the process, the clarity gets greater and greater and greater, the opportunity for Bechira will get smaller and smaller and smaller. Okay. Okay. Next page, he deals with Elam Haba a little bit. And Chazal referred to Elam Haba as Elam Shekuloi Aruch. So again, he brings a Rambam.
What's that mean?
A world which is all it is long. It's length of time. Okay. Okay. So in the third paragraph on the page. We're trying to talk about a world which is a world of Netzach, which is a world which is eternal. It's an infinite being, reality. It has no limits. So we picture it is time going on forever. Okay. That's incorrect to describe what Netzach means. Netzach hainu matzav shehu lemala mihazman. Okay, it's a world which time is irrelevant. Time is not a defining element in that world. Okay. While we're living in the world that we're living in, we're living in the limits of time. We can only live in the present. However, ayin, the past is gone. The future is yet to come. That's the famous phrase which the miyachas to various different individuals who supposedly have said it along. However, ayin, alasidadayin, however, who carefayin. Now it's a song, right? Right. But daigam and ayin, right? However, who carefayin. That's true that the present is just like a blink of an eye. Avazel kochiyeno, but that's all we live in. We only can live in that moment. I can't hold on to this moment of present in the next moment of present. It's gone. It becomes the past. We can remember it. We cannot live in it. We recall the memories, but it doesn't have the same level of reality as the present. The same thing in regards to the osin. Fine. Next paragraph. Netzach uzman shalamala miyazman she'ein boi mikbola shal over hoiva osid. So that's the Netzach which the Chazal is talking about is a world where there's no such thing as past, present, and future. A called nimsa b'bechana shal hoiva b'basachas. Means everything is present. So Rodesser gave a moshel to Imaz with that. B'yiras ha'hesed uzman shal elam hazeh api moshel l'mapas oris. You have a map. Each dot represents a city. There is a piece of paper over the map with a small opening. And as you move the paper, you can look at one dot. Everything else is covered. When you move the place of that opening, you'll see a new dot. That which was visible before, now is covered. And the ones you're going to move to see in the future are still covered. You get to see a little part of the map. That's the idea of time. Chava, he only experiences rak as man ohaiva. V'kasher hu chaylef v'oiver areu noisa rak v'zichroner. V'zana osir adayim mechusam v'nissam imenu. Om v'kasher nosiris and the yorah mechas as a map. If you take away the paper, tiskala leineno babas achas kol a map v'klon lusa. You get to see the whole map at one time. In kol nekudas ayisha v'msumonim bo. Lo rak keta keta. Ke'ein zeh hu inyan l'malam e'azman. Shavar v'hoiva v'osir nir l'kativa achas v'bas achas akol v'hoiva mamash. Okay, so he takes that into the idea of Olam Haba. Okay, that's the next piece. So using the experience of this world to explain Olam Haba is impossible. So imagine a person experiences a ruchnistic reality. As I do a mitzvah, I'm enriching myself with the ruchnius of that. And we experience that, we feel that person does a davar tov. Let's make an easy one. Right? Person does chesed. We relate to chesed very much. We have a good feeling of the chesed. Okay. The next second, that deed is done and that feeling is gone, or it moves to the background. It, the intensity of it is not, no longer being felt. When the present moves on, so that Ara Mitzvah which is there doesn't stay with the person. It goes into Gan Eden to wait for him. It's there in some way within your being. But that which in the past doesn't express itself in our neshama as we live in this world as if it's in the present. However, what's going to happen in the future is like this. You're going to get that scar. All the ruchnis which we've prepared for ourselves in this world now, we're going to experience in that world. It'll be in an intense way which we can't relate to. I'm going to experience all that ruchnius at one moment. Because instead of being spread out over 70 years, 80 years, 90 years, there's no time. So world, there's no time, you're experiencing all of it at the same time. And that refers to as... Well, let's leave the bear part for now. Okay. So he gives a page kukubsari. Dugman Lusef is Lavonas Anetzach. So think about the following mashal. Let's give a dugma. Adam Shiesh Retanag was simple and Mishachim Apanet Kupas Man Shal Esser Shanim. Person is in a very good state of reality, and his life is going beautifully, and that's going to continue for a period of 10 years. Every moment he feels happy, he feels the blessed situation that he's in, and he feels happy. You can only absorb the feeling of simcha of that moment. That which I had a simcha from the last moment, Yachol Lachish Rak Bezikron. I can remember it. But the pleasure of the past is not as intense as the pleasure of the present. That which I'm going to enjoy in the future, I can just sort of imagine. Imagine I could take 10 years worth of experiencing simcha and experience all of that in one moment. That's what Netzach is. That level of simcha that a person would experience would be beyond any limit. It's mind, we'd have no way, our minds couldn't comprehend that level of simcha, because we don't live in that world. Every moment of eternity is eternal. It's every moment of the eternity which we're referring to has all of eternity in it. So you're experiencing all of Netzach every moment. So what Chazal used lashon, it's all of it is oruch. It's a yom shekula oruch. It's a day which is, it's a world which is oilam shekula oruch. It's a world which is, the whole experience of that world is a world of being unlimited. The only thing is feeling a limit in that world. So if I feel a limit in that world, it means if I'm saying I'm only can experience that one moment at a time, you're putting a limit on it. There's no such limit in Olam Haba. That's why when you discuss the Sky of Olam Haba, they said that all of Tanug Olam Hazeh can't compare it to the Sky of Olam Haba. Because in Olam Haba, you're experiencing all of eternity every moment. So that's, I just wanted to share that mashal, which I think it's a beautiful, and you have to wrap your mind around it a little bit. Okay. So he discusses that there's going to be a tekufa in Olam Haba itself is going to be a period where there is some concept of Zman. That's what Chazal talk about Tzadikim Ein Lamenucha Loi Ba'olam Zabolam Ba'olam Haba, which means they're still growing in Olam Haba, because growth is limited to a world where there's Zman, in the sense of then we're still limited in what we're, the limit allows us to say that we're not these eternal beings, were the human being which can work on something. So there has to be the kubah at the beginning of Olam Haba where there is a concept of Zman to some extent, and that eventually will pass into a time where there's not going to be any set type of Zman. That's Olam Haba. Okay. He brings the Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says, you know, we're used to saying the world's going to have 7,000 years. Reb Chaim says, be Chazal, Pikabola, that really is 10,000 years. And there's the 7,000th year is the Mashiach, and then there's Tekufas after that. The final existence is Assyria Kodesh, which we have no Musig in that. That's the world that he's describing, that's the world of total Netzach. How you make partial Netzach, and you know that I don't understand. So I one last thought, you know, at least as I thought, I think it's going to be the last one until I think of another one afterwards. But if when Chazal give us the pekuda to be mekashav the schar mitzvah Kenega the Hefsid and the Scarver Kenega the Hefsid, they want us to picture this. Right? So, you know, we picture it like, you know, it's good Scar, you know. It's, you're not talking about good Scar, you're talking about that you have an opportunity to generate a moment of eternity for whatever. That's what you're balancing. So we have to appreciate what eternity means, understand what we can't make that cheshbon. Right, so I sit there when I take, you know, I take the ledger and make a decision. Should I buy? Should I sell? What should I do? So I understand the consequences. If I don't understand the consequences, I can't make the decision. So Chazal say, when you come to various mitzvahs, you should understand the consequences. You should weigh the consequences. So part of what we're talking about over here is to help us to weigh the consequences. What it means, schar v'olam haba, and that's the consequence. Then you say, well, you know what? It's probably not worth it to do that avera. Like, so say, you know, I'm throwing out $1 trillion. No, I'm throwing out $1 trillion times a trillion, times a trillion, times a trillion, times a trillion, times a trillion. Because every moment is all the trillion. And those words don't make any sense anyway. Right? So, you know, the $50 you gain on this side versus the trillion to the trillionth is probably not such a smart move. Okay.